the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Funerals begin for Pakistan fire victims. A woman wailing in Pakistan at the funeral of a loved one today. An announcement on Sunday over a mosque's loudspeaker that an overturned tanker truck had sprung a leak sent scores of villagers racing to the scene to gather spilled fuel. And then the wreck exploded, engulfing people and nearby vehicles. Officials say more than 150 men, women, and children were killed on Sunday. Authorities say then that 100 people were injured in the explosion outside the town of Bahawalpur, and many of them are in critical condition. Mohammed Rafiq is a villager mourning the death of a loved one. Our whole area is saddened, he says, crying. No one celebrated Eid. We are mourning. Many families have lost their sons. Their bodies have been burned. They can't be identified. What can we do? Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif cut short a trip abroad and was in Bahawalpur on Monday, where he consoled the families of the victims. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it'll be difficult for Qatar to meet some of the demands that Saudi Arabia and three of its allies are making, but urged that they negotiate an end to the standoff. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA the demands from Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia are not a good idea.
The purpose of the dialogue basically is cool it, take away some of those crazy demands because those demands cannot be met, and let's look at only those demands which are realistic, number one, and on which a give and take or some sort of a rapprochement is possible.
Four of Qatar's neighbors severed diplomatic relations 2 weeks ago. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have pushed deeper into the heart of Mosul in their fight to retake it from Islamic State militants. One Baghdad commander says 65% to 70% of Mosul's old city has been liberated. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he is confident in the growing convergence between India and the U.S. as he prepares to meet with President Donald Trump at the White House. In an op-ed published in the Wall Street Journal, Modi stated his optimism for economic growth and increased bilateral trade between the two countries. On Sunday, Modi met with top U.S. business executives and members of the Indian diaspora on his first visit to the U.S. since Trump was elected president. Google CEO Sundar Pichai was one of the business leaders with whom Modi met.
And I think the prime minister was looking for insights into how India can attract more foreign investment. And I think there were many good ideas discussed.
Today's meeting at the White House will be the first face-to-face discussion between the Indian Prime Minister and President Trump. In London, 60 high-rise buildings